Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Hello and welcome to my podcast, Personal Branding Masterclass. In today's episode, we will dive into the importance of life branding and why it matters. So let's get started. What exactly is life branding? Life branding is a powerful approach to personal and professional development that can transform your life. It involves creating a solid and impactful personal brand with a holistic outlook. And the holistic outlook is definitely one of the aspects of creating a life brand. It also focuses on developing, though, an image of yourself that is authentic, recognizable, and impactful. In my book published in 2002, Life Branding, I defined the concept further as the process of establishing a strong and credible personal brand based on key attributes and values. And strong was a key word there, because strong is what your identity is. And, you know, that's based on the foundations of everything that exists around you. And that's a word that specifically sort of relays the solid foundations of who you are. And communicating these qualities to the world consistently and compellingly is the key. So life branding also includes the process of creating and managing your reputation and, of course, your digital presence. Now, you know, in recent times, of course, it's even become more relevant because the digital world and the digital age allows now individuals to control how they present themselves online and the impact that can have beyond just their careers and businesses. And that could also mean non-for-profits and also creating interests that are outside of profit-type initiatives that could also include community events and so on. It is also a way to ensure that one's online presence is accurate, definitely consistent, and reflects their authentic identity. So why does it matter? Well, with the job market and business landscape becoming increasingly competitive and uncertain, life branding is an essential concept because it helps individuals distinguish themselves from their peers and showcase their strengths powerfully, effectively, and also in a way that really is value-adding, okay, from the perspective of who they are. So it gives you the opportunity to really, I'll use the word, sell yourself to the world in a way where it's very authentic and also reveals something about you as well. Through life branding, individuals can create a unique identity that will set them apart and give them an edge in their respective careers. And of course, there's many benefits that I will mention in a second. But beyond the benefits, first of all, you got to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Okay. And the reason, the big reason you're doing that is to strengthen yourself. Because when you're doing this properly and you share some of this to the world, you don't have to share everything. Okay. It gives you an extra license, if I can use that term, to go out there and create because you've declared it to the world. So from that perspective, you know, it helps you in different ways. So some of the benefits, of course, include increasing visibility and recognition in your field, helping you establish yourself as an authentic authority, right? As opposed to an authority that's been given positional power, but really lacks personal power. And there's a lot of that happening in today's world. Could be even your boss right now. Creating a strong, consistent image of yourself in the minds of others, which makes it easier for people to remember and, of course, connect with you. And elevating trust in your personal brand beyond the standard corporate spin. And this is if you're an executive, a leader at a corporation, because trust, we know, has been going down dramatically. The Edelman Trust Barometer of 2023 has clearly indicated that executives with trust, leaders with trust, we're going to do so much better without that. And of course, I will be talking about that in a future podcast that's just around the corner. More on that later. So growing your worth and value, including financial, creating a strong sense of identity and purpose in your life. This is all the benefits that come from building your life brand. And of course, from the point of view of the online world, it's taking control of your online presence. Because remember this, if you're not in control of your online presence, who is? Okay, who is? And that's the thing. You can't be in the digital world if you can't control your presence, because what you're doing then is let the ether running the show there. And that's a dangerous concept. Highly not recommended. So having a personal leadership brand is a great way to stay connected. And by putting yourself out there also opens up a lot of other opportunities, because that's what happens when you put yourself out there. The only caveat, of course, is that, you know, when you do open yourself up and spread your brand online, at times comes uncertainty, and you've got to certainly take control of that, because protecting your reputation online is integral for you and, of course, your family. And I've discussed this in more detail in previous podcasts. Might want to check that out. Life branding is an ongoing process that requires, though, dedication and effort. So it involves four distinct steps. The first step is the process of life branding is to determine, you know, what are your unique strengths and values? In other words, what do you stand for? Ask yourself what makes you unique, you know, and sets you apart from the competition. So identify the qualities you have that can help you make a positive impression. This is very important. Number two, communicate your strengths and values. Now, once you've done that and you've identified, of course, strengths and values, it is important to communicate this story to the world in an authentic manner, in a clear, consistent, and impactful manner. And how you're going to do that is through LinkedIn, other social media, and of course, Google knowledge panels. You know, claiming your knowledge panel is important. So a personal website could be another option, definitely very good for personal brands and also other forms of communication. Number three, develop your image. Now, by develop your image, what I'm saying there is you currently have an image, right? So at times your image will not be representing who you truly are. So if it's specifically bringing your reputation down, and you're not going to know this unless you've had direct feedback from somebody that you love and trust, or you've had some sort of feedback from some sort of report that was surveyed, you know, without names on it and so on. Look, wherever you got your feedback, it's important to look at that. And certainly, this is not about making you feel insecure. The work that I do is designed to empower you and create the opposite of insecure. What is insecure is when you're not willing to deal and look at things as including your blind spots that are holding you back. That's insecure. Because when you know what you need to do to sort of manage the gaps and get the gaps closed, or certainly a lot closer, that's basically a sign of security. So in order to create a strong and memorable brand, it is important to develop and position an authentic image that reflects your strengths and values. This can be done through the use of course, if you're talking about the non-physical logos, colors, different fonts, and of course, other visual elements, you know, that would add value to the brand you're trying to project, okay, from a obviously non-physical perspective. But the image also can feature, you know, on your personal website, in your content, on social media sites, and should also be used offline. Now, think of business cards, but also, you know, your wardrobe and your accessories, they also help you project a congruent image. So make no mistakes. This is opposite to the nonsense you're hearing in the world today. If you project an image that makes you look poor, you'll be treated poorly in society. Yes, the politically correct people don't tell you about that, okay? But you'll be treated like second rate. Please don't go down that track, especially listening to people that have never actually done anything special in their lives or created anything. Okay, just, you know, cheap opinions. The reality is we're all a mirror of the world, okay? And the world is abundant, okay? When you look scarce, you're creating scarce opportunities for yourself, meaning very, very little, Okay, so be abundant and also project your image, the image that you deserve to be presenting out there, so you can attract what you're looking to attract. So that's important. And of course, I could run a whole seminar on that myself and have many, many times. I'll probably do another podcast on that soon. Number four, monitor and adjust. And what that means is over a period of 10, 20, 30 years, you're going to have many iterations of that, many transformations. And it's okay. This is actually part of evolving, because that's how the universe evolves as well. Keeps on moving, reshaping itself, etc. So this is very important. People have to keep on growing. This is what life branding is all about. Building yourself, your personal development, your knowledge, your wisdom, constantly. People that stay the same are actually going backwards. You know, remember that statement forever. You're going backwards because everything else is shifting forward. If you stay in the same place, you're going backwards. So, you know, my approach is keep on evolving, because it's actually good for your spirit. This is essential. This involves keeping track of changes in the market as well and adjusting your brand accordingly. Your personal reputation depends on this. So you got to be with it. So I'd like to share a story with you. This is an executive leader, a founder of his own company that was doing very, very well. He came to see me to try to get some sort of, I suppose, balance in his life. And you'll see why. First of all, his attitude was a crush it type. His language was always about crushing things, right? You know, overwhelming and just crushing them. And of course, that reveals a certain type of personality. So that gave me a lot of insights before we started working together. He used to make money over fist. He made a lot of money, and making money was easy for him. But guess what happened? Eventually, his personal relationships with family, including the affairs that he had along the way, led to a broken family and, of course, eventually divorce. That also led then over a period of time to an unhealthy body. Of course, his mind was, you know, I would argue probably unhealthy in that first instance as well, to lead into a lot of these unintended consequences. But certainly he became unhealthy in different ways, including putting on weight and specifically feeling really bad about himself. Now, what we did specifically was talk about, okay, if we're going to work together and we do a personal transformation, we're going to have to come back to your core values. What is it really, really that gets you up in the morning and with all this money and all this power and influence that you've got at the moment, if you lost what truly is your core values, how would you feel? And of course, the answer to that was fairly easy, because that's one of the reasons he came to see me, okay? He had just lost everything. He lost his wife and, of course, the two kids were not too happy with him and, of course, were estranged. Now, what became clear to him, and we're talking about a guy making millions, there is more to life than just making money. For money's sake, okay? Just for money's sake. I'm not talking about making money to make a difference to humanity or to your clients or to whatever, but just making money for money's sake. And that's what he was doing. That's a sign of an immature ego. And what happened was, through our conversations discussed around a smart approach would be, without sounding cliche, is a more balanced approach that encompasses mind, body, spirit. And my lived experience tells me it's definitely serves you better in the long term. And why am I saying this? Because I've had personal experience in that myself. By the age of 30, I had lost $10 million in business by being out of balance with who I was in my core values. So it's not like I'm pontificating here, perfect, talking from my throne. No, I've lived through this. And the reason I share it with you is because by living through it and getting through the, you know, that transformation, you actually become so much better as a human being in all aspects. So the transformation eventually led him to a total redesign of his life. Today, his business is beautifully laid out and he turns over at least $50 million annually. He has remarried, had another child, and is back on a healthy track. Is he following mind, body, and spirit? Well, I can tell you this. His mind is definitely healthy, and definitely he lost the weight, and his body is as healthy as it can be, considering he loves his wine. So yes, I would say he's fairly close to that. But I am, you know, from my perspective, having worked with him, I am rapt because I know how difficult that was for him to go down that track. And I'm so proud that he had the courage to even visit some of that stuff. And some of it can be dark and threatening, but I promise you, it's any the words from him coming directly from the horse's mouth was, it was life-changing. So remember, if your values are based solely on money and fame, I promise you the cost will eventually show up in your health, okay? Unless you discover, you know, a true happy medium that integrates all that we strongly suggest. By the way, money and fame is fine as long as it's all integrated. And that's what life branding is all about. So the conclusion, you know, like billionaire Warren Buffett, at the age of 92 years of age, one of the wealthiest men on the planet, that still lives his core values, the old style type, and also a recognition of what's important in life, okay, in what helped him create his empire and has certainly kept him there for all these years. You know, it is a unique story from somebody that's already done that and has practiced building a life brand, although he might not have called it that way, with a lot of the things we talk about. So when executed well, life branding can help you create a powerful and memorable personal brand. Life branding can help individuals stand out from the competition and be remembered for who they authentically are. You just need to define your unique strengths and values, develop an image, communicate those things to the online world while protecting your identity, and monitor and adjust your brand as needed. Big changes are upon us. It's the responsibility of an individual to make their life branding matter. That brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you gain valuable insights and feel inspired to take action. I invite you to connect with me and continue the conversation. You can reach out to me on social media. You can find me on Twitter as John_Michael, LinkedIn as John Michael, and Facebook as Image Group International. Let's connect and explore further the world of life branding. Till next week, cheerio.
John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.